We back, episode 3, Inspire the Youth. It's your host, Terrell Barnes.
What's up, man? It's your host, Julius Borms. Yes, sir. Back it's again.
It's been a great weekend.
That's a fact, man. Especially, I see you out here repping the brand, man.
Yeah.
For the squad, man. ACC champs. I know a lot of people don't like it, but hey.
Hey, they hate it. It ain't just they can't stand it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but we the villains. And we embrace it. You know what I'm saying? We embrace it being the villains. We love that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Duke. You know what I'm saying? The regular season champions outright and the ACC champions. But you know, none of that really means nothing. We trying to win that big one. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
We get Cooper Flagg come back.
Speaking of Cooper Flagg, we did it without Cooper down the Nets. Yeah. So we got Cooper coming back. I got a good feeling about it. Hey, shout out to Isaiah Evans too, man. Shout out to Slim.
Shout out to Showtime, man.
He bring that energy. Hey, we loving it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Big Pat been hooping. You call his number, all he do is come in and dominate. We love seeing it, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Khan. Shout out to Khan, man.
Yeah, Lotto pick.
Straight up, bro. Khan is nice. I can't even deny him. Son is real. He's dead nice.
He's undeniable. Nice. You know what I'm saying? Basketball IQ through the roof.
Absolutely.
What is there to say about Cooper Flagg that hasn't already been said? We don't even have to get into that. But we're not gonna go too crazy on the Duke talk because we know how y'all feel. But this has been a good weekend, so we had to get into it real quick. But episode 3, man. What's the name of this jump?
Episode 3 is Where Your Money At.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Once again, for everybody who was repping with a marathon members, you know, they remember that song title. They remember, they definitely remember that joint on Mailbox Money. But really, it's, you know, we're going to do a deep dive into a discussion that really deserves a lot of credit or a lot of address. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people talk about it a lot. You know what I'm saying? Where your money at is... We're going to have a conversation about, you know, reparations for Black Americans and just everything that goes into it. You know, it's always going to be a topic that people want to hear and people want to talk about. So we're going to get into it for real.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about reparations, man. Before we get into it, we want to hit them with the disclosure.
I got you. Hold
up. My bad. The mission statement. My bad.
Inspire the Youth is a podcast dedicated to empowering the next generation through financial literacy, wealth building, and entrepreneurship. We create a space to learn, exchange ideas, and push financial conversations forward, equipping young people with the knowledge and mindset needed for lasting success.
Mm-hmm. And the information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. We are not financial advisors, and nothing discussed should be taken as financial advice. Always do your own research and consult with a professional before making any financial decisions. Invest wisely and use your best judgment. All right, man. So I think it was, I don't know, Wednesday, you sent me a link. And it was a link. Slim Thug was talking to Willie D. I guess Willie D was interviewing him, right?
Yeah, on the Willie D podcast.
Yeah, so Willie D was asking Slim Thug about how he feels about reparations. Do he think that we should get reparations? If we were to get reparations, would he want reparations? So before we get into that, just to shout out Slim Thug, because we're going to give our opinion on it, but we got a lot of respect for Slim Thug. We're fans. We've been fans of Slim Thug for, I don't know, 20 years, 25, whatever. However, when we first heard Still Tipping, you know what I'm saying? So Slim Thug got bars. He always been nice with the pen. Some of my favorite verses ever are about Slim Thug, and he's always been a great artist to me. And he's done it independently, which obviously we respect that too. And he's somebody that is a voice for independent artists and somebody they can model their career after if they want to go independent. And he's somebody that vouches for artists maintaining their master recordings. So he's an artist. So, you know what I'm saying? We love Slim Thug. So shout out to Slim Thug. And even more so on the business side, he's done even more on that side. So there's nothing but respect for Slim Thug.
Shout out Willie D too, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to see some of the people that's, you know, that was able to, you know, make a transition. Like Willie D is one of those guys, man, who was able to make a transition, you know, from the music space to the media space, and he's doing his thing, man. Like I love seeing us being able to pivot and still be successful in another lane. Like that's real inspirational, man. So shout out to Slim, shout out to Willie D, man. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Yeah, so we're gonna play the clip. Cause you like I say, you sent the clip to me earlier this week, and you was just like, yeah, Slim tripping. So I played it.
Yeah, I thought he was tripping on that, but we'll let it speak for itself.
Yeah, so I played it, and then after I watched it, I was like, oh no, that's this week's episode. We gotta talk about this. You know what I'm saying? And you came up with the name for the episode, and the rest is history. So let me pull up the clip and play it.
Because I'm actually black owned out here. I'm one of the very few rappers who is not owned by a white man, by a Jewish man. I don't even know no other rappers who got on a whole catalog like Slim Thug. So to ever question my blackness when I have the integrity enough to not even let a white man own my music, and it's people buying masters and selling masters every day, like I'm none affected by that. You know what I'm saying? I stand on too much business when it comes to that.
Are you speaking to the comments where you made when you was talking about black people need to move on and stop blaming white folks?
Maybe. That's not what I was talking about, but that even that, they took that clickbait out of that. You need to stop blaming white folks. Yeah, it ain't about, oh, man, white people ain't never did nothing to you or nothing like that. It's the mindset. It's the mindset of waiting for somebody to give you something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they wrong. Yeah, they did all that. But why are you waiting on your enemy to give you something? Why are we asking for reparations in 2025 when people came from all over Earth to America and been successful? Even in your neighborhood, the nail lady, the corner store ain't owned by you. You know what I'm saying? But we waiting on somebody to hand us some 90% of the time. And that's why we sit back and in last place when they say which race got the most. It's because instead of taking advantage of right now and just saying, man, without whatever I ain't have, I'm finna make it happen right now. Without nobody giving me nothing, I don't want nothing from nobody. I only want to stand on my feet as a man and go conquer this earth and whatever and leave my legacy behind. You know,
to be clear, you don't want reparations.
I don't want no reparations from nobody.
Let me stop right there. I want reparations, and here's why.
Okay.
It ain't even necessarily for me. It is it's for my ancestors, because that is a debt owed. They died. They worked. They were treated like the worst that you can even imagine that somebody could ever be treated. And it didn't end with slavery. It moved on into the Jim Crow era, and it's still going on right to this day. So reparations would absolutely give black people some get back and some seeds to plant. Like right now, a lot of us, we don't have seeds. A lot of these people, everybody else had seeds, including white people. When immigrants come here, they have seeds used and that are provided to them from our government, by way of our tax dollars.
Facts.
They will take our shit and give it to them and allow them to come up, but at the same time try to subjugate us. So those reparations ain't just for me. It's for my ancestors. I got it. I could say I don't necessarily need it, but I do know a whole lot of black people that could use them damn reparations to get on their feet.
100% agree and with so, everything you're saying.
And so we need those reparations because it's a debt owed. It's almost like if what if
I totally agree with
you. What if you gave somebody some money? What if you gave?
But look,
hold on. What if you gave somebody some money? Let's say it's a substantial amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
You gave somebody, let's say, you know, $100,000.
Right.
You passed on. Your sons know. This motherfucker borrowed 100 racks from my dad and ain't paid it back yet.
Right.
They not supposed to go get that money?
Look what I'm telling you though. What if the dude broke? What if whoever had the 100,000 is broke and you know you'll never get it?
But this one, right? Well, he got to get it out his ass or something.
So that's what we
you know what I'm saying?
Look,
it got to come from somewhere.
That analogy goes the same thing.
It's got to come from somewhere.
It go the same way with America. Do you really believe that these folks will ever in life actually give us some reparations?
You know why I say yes?
When did we start asking for reparations?
We've been asking for reparations.
What, about around what time? You don't know? I don't even know.
It's since the beginning of time.
It's 2025, Willie.
Okay. It's 2025, Willie. Man. You want to start this off?
Yeah, man. Let me just start by saying, you know, like I said, you know, shout out to Slim Man. We respect him, but I, you know, my honest opinion, I just felt like he was tripping on that. Like, you know, Willie hit it right on the head, man. Like, that's really two different conversations, I think, when we talk about reparations. Like, whether you'll actually get reparations is a totally different conversation, in my opinion, than whether or not we deserve reparations.
Right. And that's two different
things. Like, I agree with Slim when it comes down to, you know, the mindset behind, hey man, I don't want nobody to give me nothing. It's a powerful quote that come from Elijah Muhammad. And it was like, you know, it says, you know, do for self or suffer the consequences. And what he's pretty much saying is that you have to start organizing, start building, start doing things, start building or just start putting things together for yourself as opposed to waiting on somebody to hand you something. And that's an absolute fact. You know what I'm saying? Like that's absolute truth, 100%. Like, you know, we have to do for ourselves. We have to have the mindset to where we don't want no handouts. We don't want no, we're not waiting for nobody to do nothing for us. We have to have our own initiative, our own drive, want to build our own thing. We have to have and want to have our own as, you know, as a collective, you know, as Black Americans, as a collective. So, like, I agree with that from as far as what Slim said when he said that, you know, the mindset of wanting something expecting somebody to give you something. I agree with him on that. But, you know, at the same time, this is not something that, you know, this is not something that we should be waiting for as if somebody's hand. This is not a handout, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Reparations is not a handout. It's not a gift.
No, it's not.
It's a debt owed.
Yeah.
You know, that's the main thing that I think we need to focus on. And then that, you know, that part of the conversation, it's a debt owed because these, you know, so much atrocities has happened to us over the years, over so much a length of time. That, you know, anytime you see somebody have or somebody oppressed for so long, they need to be repaired. It's a lot of repair that's really due and needed in the community, and reparations should be a part of that repair. When you oppress somebody, when you when you go to war, for instance, and that country has suffered, you know, through so much damage, loss of people, loss of military, loss of, you know, they become destabilized because of the war. A lot of times, reparations are given to that specific set of people to help them build themselves back up. And that's what they owe us. They owe us reparations for all the irreparable damage that they've done to us over the length of time. That's why we should never, in my opinion, ever stop speaking about and fighting for reparations.
Yeah, I agree. Coming from the standpoint of Willie D, if you follow me on Instagram, I posted on my Instagram story the other day, a major problem that we have in America is a lot of people only care about what directly affects them personally, okay? And this really had nothing to do with this topic, but it ties right into it. So Slim Thug, he's speaking from a place of wealth, you know what I'm saying? He is somebody who does not need reparations, and he said he don't want reparations himself. Now, we know that Slim Thug wasn't always, well off financially. And, you know, he's pretty much what you would call somebody that's self-made, right? So he came, he got it out of the mud, right? But he's also, like I said, speaking from a place of how he feels personally, something that would personally affect him, which is why he said he wouldn't want anybody to give him anything. He specifically said that. But we got to get out of not caring about how stuff affects other people. Because just because you don't need the money, just because you wouldn't want the money, doesn't mean that your cousin wouldn't need it, or your aunt wouldn't need it, or your friend wouldn't need it, or that they wouldn't want it. And that goes for anything. That goes for anything out there, not just reparations. And I think a lot of people only care about what directly affects them personally. So I agree with Willie D. You know what I mean? I agree with Willie D because that's basically what he hitting on. He said that he might not need the money, but somebody he know might need the money. And like you said, it's not it ain't a gift, it ain't a favor, it's a debt owed. You know what I'm saying? Period. So I think that, you know, we need to keep fighting for it for sure. Now, do I think that we're gonna get reparations? Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? And there's a reason behind that. We've been systematically oppressed for a reason. So why would we get anything financially? Why would they help us close the wealth gap? You know what I mean?
Right. That's true, man. Like we were saying from the jump, like that's really kind of a two-part thing where it's like, okay, maybe it's not a reality, you know what I'm saying? Just if you're basing it on history, you're basing it on history and you're basing it on how things have gone and, you know, whatever happens, it's like, yeah, the likelihood of actually getting the likelihood of Black Americans actually getting reparations is probably slim to none, in my honest opinion. However, that don't change the fact that they owe the money. That's, to me, is the most important part. Like, it's money that's owed. Like, you know, we are on this podcast, and, you know, one of the biggest things that we champion through the clothes and through, you know, through the messaging is closing the wealth gap.
Yep.
Reparations, if we're going to talk about closing the wealth gap, and we can talk about investing, and we can talk about, real estate and all these other things, ways to generate enough financial stability to help close the wealth gap. If we're going to talk about that in all honesty and sincerity, well, reparations would do a tremendous service for closing the wealth gap. Like, when you have so much, you know, a laundry list of systematic oppression that's happened over a length of time, you know, it's hard to just keep saying, you know, hey, you know, we can just get out the mud. Well, we've done that. Nothing's changing because we're saying that we got to get it out the mud. The fact that we have to be self-made. We're going to do that regardless.
Yeah, we done
that's
that.
That's gonna happen regardless. You
but
can't
put a Black Wall Street.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like though these are it's been so many examples over history of us pulling ourselves up and doing for self and creating, and we still doing it. Like we're still doing it to this day. Like that doesn't stop. But that doesn't also change the fact that, hey man, like, you shouldn't just like Black folks should never just sit down and be quiet or forget about or just let this ride. Like, we don't let nothing ride when it comes to each other. We never let it ride. We always got something to say. We always gonna stand on business when it comes to each other. Nah, so it's the same energy it should be needed or should be dedicated to this. Like, regardless of how much money you got, you know, if you're well off or if you're not. Hey, man, as a collective, this is something that we deserve based on the repair that's needed for the damage that's been caused. It's just that simple to me.
Yeah, right. It's still being caused.
Yeah, man. So, it's still going on every day.
Yeah, man. So, how do you think people feel about reparations as a whole?
I think most Black Americans want reparations.
Nah, I'm talking about white people and Black people.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you right now, white people don't, to me, white people don't feel like they owe reparations. White people will never admit to benefiting from the systematic oppression of Black people. They won't admit to that.
Nah.
They don't, they don't want to be a part of it. They distance themselves from that. They'll spin it off. Hey man, you want a handout. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I never owned slaves. Or, you know, they find a way to spin it. To change the narrative, to try to push it, you know what I'm saying? To try to push it in a different direction, to try to redirect the conversation. Like, they don't think that because, you know, or they feel because they didn't physically own slaves, their grandparents didn't own slaves, more than likely. You know, this is 2025, people's grandparents didn't own slaves, more than likely. You know what I'm saying? Like, that didn't happen. But at the same time, the lineage of it, the results of it are still benefited from white people as a whole today.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why they get to have what they have now is because of what happened in the past.
Absolutely.
And so I know they don't want to, you know, it's just something that they try to distance themselves from because at the end of the day, they don't really feel like they should be tied to it or, you know, I really honestly feel like they just want to spin the conversation to the point where we don't have to talk about it anymore. They don't want to talk about it. They would be happy if we stop talking about it because they don't feel like it affects them and they don't feel like it's directly connected to them when in reality, it really is.
Yeah, they feel like it doesn't affect them personally, so who cares? Move on.
Right.
Slavery was hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Get over it. Do yourself up by you can do it if we can do it. Well, the forefathers of the land stole the land, so they already started off with wealth by stealing land. And they just passed that along from generation to generation to generation to generation. You know, most of these companies in America that's been around for hundreds of years were they were formed by thieves. You know?
That's right.
So, white people can say what they want. I don't care. I got some research. You know what I'm saying? I got real facts, all right?
What?
I think I might put this chart, see if I can put this chart up. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, y'all know I love Pew Research. I always say that wrong. PewResearch.org, all right? They give you some good information, and it's accurate. So, this article is actually from 2022, so it's not recent, but I'm sure it's very current as far as how people feel. I don't think it's changed much. 77% of Black Americans, compared with 18% of white Americans, support reparations for descendants of enslaved people. Okay. So, all U.S. adults, 68% say no, 30% say yes. 80% of white people, 80% of white people say no.
Hey, man, there you have it.
You know? Okay. Okay. 80%. So that's self-explanatory. Okay. 77% of Black people say yes. Really, it should be in the 90s, but I'm not going to nitpick that. But the number to look at is the 80%, right? And then if you look down further, Republicans, Jesus, 91%. This is pathetic. 91%.
Hey, man, look, you know, I don't, you know, the thing about it is that I don't think, you know, white people have never really hid how they really feel, you know, about us and about, you know, just really about us as a whole. They've never really hid it or denied it in any way. You know, they just don't feel like. They just don't feel, you know, it's almost as if they just don't have any remorse. At least that's how it feels, you know, like, you know, we know that we are under. What was that?
I just said 80% again. That was it.
Yeah.
My bad.
80% is just like, you know, they just don't feel like they're tied to it. They don't feel like we deserve, you know, and I really think that they really, you know, really honestly, I really feel like they do think, they really understand that they are tied to it. And they understand what we've been through and what we've been, you know, speaking about and, you know, talking about and trying to push for. And they understand what we've been through. But it's, the system is built for them. And when the system is built for you and it benefits you,
yes,
you don't want to give that up in any way. Like, you don't, let's just be honest. You don't really want to give up any power. You don't really give up any control. You don't really want to give up anything that might, you know, you feel like a boost to somebody else is a detriment to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really feel like that's how they feel for the most part about it. And, you know, I really no changing. I don't really think there's no changing the how they feel about it. Like, if you don't feel like we deserve it by now, then you definitely ain't gonna never. It's definitely not gonna get. It's not gonna change over time. But to me, like, hey man, this is something that we need to continue to push for, continue to drive, the conversation, continue to, you know, kick and scream and fight until we get it. Until we get some of it, until they come up with something, because at the end of the day, you don't just get to walk away. You don't just get to cause so much harm to a people and just never fix it, never get it right, never get to, you know, never get to repair. I don't feel like that's how things should go. And I, you know, as speaking for a Black man in America, man, I'm just not with that at all.
Mm-mm. So 8 out of 10 white people I see don't want reparations to happen.
Right.
They don't want to level the playing field. They are not going to be assisting us with trying to close the wealth gap. Okay. They don't want that. They want to see us on the lowest end of the totem pole. And it's up to us to realize that. And we're 100% responsible for closing the wealth gap. If we don't want to do it, and if we don't decide to do it, it'll never be done. Because is nobody coming to save you? Is nobody going to give you a handout? I'm telling you right now, all we got is us. They do not care. Okay? They got us right where they want us, and they want to keep us there forever.
Oh, yeah. They would love that. They would love for us to just keep, you know, they would. That's the thing, right? You know, they would really love for us to just keep doing what we're doing. You know, just keep on keeping on. Keep things at the status quo the way it is, because, like I said, man, the structure benefits them. It benefits them in every way. You know, really. They have the total power structure, and they don't want to relinquish any power. And this is not even really a power conversation. This is just more so like, hey, you know, we know we messed, you know, it's almost like an acknowledgement of what you've done. And they don't even want to acknowledge, you know, what was done, what they're still doing. You know, that's what really, you know, it really, really makes me feel a certain type of way. Because at the end of the day, like, how could you not, you know, where's your moral compass at? But if you look throughout history, we haven't seen much of a moral compass. So, you know, that's to me explains why when you ask 8 out of 10 white people, hey, man, you know, you think black people deserve reparations for everything they've been through? And they be like, nah, you know, I just don't see it. You know, I think that they, you know, have, you know, they lack the empathy and the moral judgment, the moral judgment to be able to say or admit fault and wrongdoing with what they've done over the length of time that we're talking about. And it's like, it's tough, man. It's really a tough pill to swallow, man, because at the end of the day, we have to live in this structure, under this structure. And it's like, you know what you've done. You know what we've been through. You understand. It's not as if you don't understand, but it's just like, they just don't care, honestly.
They don't. And, you know, we realize, even if we did get reparations, or if it was seriously proposed, there are some challenges that come with it. You know, defining eligibility, determining who's eligible for reparations, and how to distribute. That's a complex thing, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, and, you know, and finding the resources to fund reparations is also another challenge, too, because according to them, we trillions of dollars in debt, right?
Right.
So imagine them talking about our debt, but saying, hey, you know, we're going to give descendants of slaves this amount of money for reparations in the middle of a debt crisis. It's certainly not going to happen. Even if we weren't in this type of debt, it wouldn't happen, but it's definitely not going to happen now. But we can definitely send billions of dollars to other countries.
Right. And that's, you know, that's that again, man, is just like, you know, we shouldn't, as far as like, okay, well, the country can't afford. I've heard conversations that say, well, you know, if the government just decide to pay out reparations, it would bankrupt the country. Mm. You know, I'm not saying that that's not true. What I am saying is that it's enough smart people in this world where they can, you know, start, you know, figuring out the structure, a structure that works. The problem is not that, you know, we need this money tomorrow. It's not that we need it this year, but to act as if it can't be done that's just dishonesty, honestly. It's complete dishonesty, and it's like, nah, man, you know, we can really start. We can really have a structure, you know, but it takes for them to first have to acknowledge that, you know, a debt needs to be repaid. Like, if you never even acknowledge that a debt has to be repaid, if you never acknowledge, hey, man, we've oppressed these people for so long, then, you know, you can't even get the conversation started.
Not at all. They're just going to keep deflecting it. And as time passes, it's just going to be tougher and tougher. tougher and tougher to make it a reality. You know, they've proposed things besides financial payments. They've proposed things like land grants, you know, business grants, supporting black, you know, black-owned businesses through grants for startup expansion, and you know, to purchase properties, things like that. You know, any of that would spike the economy for black people, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Like it's you know, it's definitely a way that it can be done, but it's just more so about the want to. Do you really, you know what I'm saying? Like they don't, it has to be a want to, and it has to be a lot of people who know how these things work to sit down and have, like, they can come up with all these solutions to everything else. It's not as if they can't come up with a solution or it's impossible or improbable. It's just not. You know, it's so many things that they could do to help. There's so many things that they could change to help. It's so much, like, you know, to send so much money for aid, you know, around the world, and to have so, you know, billions of dollars to Ukraine and billions of dollars to this place and that place. And, you know, every time something goes on in the world, we step in and we, you know, we help. We provide aid. We provide billions of dollars whenever something goes wrong in the world a lot of times. You know, to support whatever whatever efforts are going on outside of the country that they want to, you know, whatever efforts or agendas that they want to serve. This is a domestic situation that could be addressed if they so choose to. But at the end of the day, like, it's really not. It's not a priority. It's not a focus. It's not. It's not something that they care to acknowledge or talk about. And that's why, in my opinion, we should never let it die. We never let the conversation go. I don't care how far I don't care how far, you know, down the road we go. It's 2025 right now. I don't care if it's 2050 to 3000. I don't care. Like, you should never be able to just do what they've done and just walk away without having to, you know, without having to take any accountability for that. Like, that's just not how it works. And we gotta fight for what's ours, man. We've been doing that. We cannot never lose that. Never lose the initiative or the drive to want to fight for what's yours. This is something that we owe. They owe this.
I agree, man.
They owe us the money. They owe us the land.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
like Willie said, man. This is a debt paid by the ancestors. If nothing at all, it's owed because of that.
Right. You know, this is the structure. You used us to build what we have here. Like, it's not rocket science. You used us to build the foundation of what this country is right now.
Yeah.
You know, without the free labor, without the slave trade, without that, you know, you don't have what we have here now.
You absolutely know, so not.
That's money owed off of, you know, the backs of, you know, our ancestors, like you know, just like you said, that's the money owed off their back.
Yeah, man. So, Slim, you tripping, bro. Still got love for you, though.
Nah, man. I rock with Slim Thug, man. I just think that, you know, I think he was bugging out, man. Like, you know, I know he don't, you know, when you got money, you don't need it. But, it, like, nah, I want it for us. I don't want it for, you know, myself or this, that, and the third. Like, I don't care how much money I got. I want it for us. Like, I know that this is something that could help us collectively close the wealth gap. This is something that, you know, we need our own land. We need our own, you know, we need to be able to build amongst each other and have our own communities and these, that, and the third. Like, we need these things. And that, like, you know, we don't own, you know, for the most part, we don't own our own communities.
Absolutely not.
You know, we don't. You go to Chinatown, you know what it is. Like, you go over here in the suburbs, you know what it is. Like, you know, they had other communities have, you know, sections of the country that they occupy. In the sections of the country that we occupy, we have very little ownership in it. And so, like, even then, even just that is a start, you know, giving us access to the ownership, giving us access to, you know, the land that we occupy, you know, giving us or having us having the ability to, you know, produce our own thing, to start, you know, to produce on our own, to spend amongst each other. Like, that, all that's important. And, you know, that it's just something that we can't take lightly, man. Like, it's a real conversation. It's a real thing that's going on amongst us that I think we all really need to get on the same page about. Like, this is something that we shouldn't let die, or shouldn't let other people come in and say what they want to say about this situation at all. Like, this is about Black Americans and the money that the government really owes us for everything that they've done to us and done to our ancestors. And it's just that, man. Like, you know, this, we need that.
Yeah, man, we about to wrap it up on that note. Hey, and if you don't remember nothing from this episode, just remember, man, 80%.
80%, man. This is a crazy number, bro. Yeah, we're going to hit them with the book of the week. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to reference this book right here. It's How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's kind of a quirky title, but, you know, shout out to Rashad from EYL. He put me on. He put us on to this. But it's a real influential book when it comes to communication. And that's something that, you know, a lot of us need help with. A lot of us understanding conversations, understanding approach in business. And that book is very influential, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to that, giving you a lot of free game, a lot of game, not free, because of course you got to pay for the book, but it gives you a lot of game about, you know, just that in itself, like, you know, how to talk to people, how to conduct business conversations, what people are looking for, you know, your approach. And it's got a lot of game in it, man. I recommend it very highly. How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's the book of the week right there, man.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up. I haven't read that one. So appreciate that, bro. Not a great game,
for sure.
All right, man. Where Your Money At? Episode 3. Signing off.
Episode 3, man. Cut the check.
Hey, man.
Cut the check, man.
Pick yourself up by your bootstraps this week.
Man, fuck all that. Cut the check, man. Okay. Don't let them play with you, man.
Yeah, man. Get us them reparations, man. Signing off.
Yes, sir.